I didn't know that I would get to see it tonight, but I'm really glad I did. So, how was your day? Yeah, a little bit stressful. Yeah, I can understand that. But you know, I'm really proud of you. Of course, baby. I love you, so of course I'm always proud of you. Yeah. I had a long day, too. It was pretty hectic, but it's okay. We got everything done on time, so. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry, I guess I'm just more tired than I thought. But like I was saying, it was pretty stressful today. But, you know, at the end of the day, I get to come home to you, so, I don't know, I think it's still a good day. Aww. You know I love you. I love you so much. You're my favorite person to wake up to. Yeah, of course I mean it, baby. You're my favorite. You're my one and only. And I wouldn't have it any other way. Just being curled up next to you like this. It makes me so very, very happy. And I always feel really, really safe in your heart. I know you'll always be there to protect me, and love me, and support me, anytime I need it. You know that's the same case for you though, right? I'll be with you through thick and thin, no matter what. Feels so good under these covers. And all your body heat just feels so... just perfect. I did mean it though, you know, that I'm proud of you. Yeah, you always do your best, and I'm always cheering you on. You mean more to me than anything in the entire world, you know. Sometimes I think about, you know, where I'd be if I hadn't met you. But I I think this might be the perfect timeline, the best timeline, because, well, not only did I get to meet you, but now we're together and, you know, facing the world and dealing with problems together. It really, really means a lot to me. And I don't know. I just feel really, really blessed. All because of one fateful day that I got to see you. You're still as cute as you were back then, too. Well, not just cute, but handsome, too. Yeah, I've always thought you were cute. You're cute and handsome and sweet and loving and, I don't know how I got so lucky, but I will always be happy that I've known you and been able to be with you all this time. Hey, I know it's a little sudden, but what do you say, like, when we finally get some time? You and I can just, I don't know, go for a picnic. We've been stuck in the house for so many months now. Oh, it would feel so good to get out under the sun. Yeah, I'd really, really like that. If you want, we could go to the park that has the grill. You know, the ones that are cemented in. Yeah, we could go there and have a little cookout. Just, you know, the two of us. I'd really like that. If you want it anyway. Yeah? Yeah, I would love that. It would be the best. Oh, and you know we could probably take some bread for the ducks. You know how I love feeding the ducks there. Maybe if we go early enough, it'll just be the two of us. Yeah. I think I like that best. But curling up with you like this, it feels pretty good too. Don't you think? I just love it when you stroke my shoulders and my back and my hair. Oh, it really does relax me. Although, just being near you relaxes me. That's just one more thing that makes you my favorite. Sorry, I'm getting kind of sleepy. It's easy to, you know, lose my train of thought. Yeah, you're right. probably will remember at an inopportune time. But that's okay. I love you. I love you so, so much. I'm sorry. It's just hard to keep my eyes open. You always make me feel so safe. And so... it's almost like instant reaction. I feel safe and... I get sleepy. But you holding me like this, it's the best. The last thing that goes through my mind. Oh, baby, I love you so much. I really, really I think I actually did fall asleep for a second. Oh, I guess now's as good a time as any. Let's get some shut-eye, alright? And I'll see you tomorrow morning. And hopefully we can cuddle then too. I'd like that. I love you, baby. Sweet dreams and good.